When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Segment two is always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Come join the Beck family on August 13th in Goner for the annual Nebraska Becknology Days. Come have lunch and learn about the latest in agronomy research, browse rewards items, and bring your kids for ice cream and activities. It's fun for the whole family. Doors open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. with free admission. Go to beckshybrids.com for more details.
There'll also be a slight briefing for the Steve Sippel evening at the Elks Club,
which is August 20th,
I believe, right?
Okay, August I got a lot on the calendar. Wow, I got
a lot on the calendar at that. It's a big event, so Sonny would like to he's gonna
you might shake your hand.
He's gonna go
I'll
over
be
the,
ready.
He's gonna go over the situation with Trevor.
I gotta start getting ready. It's August 7th.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm today's
it's getting real.
Yeah, it's getting real. I didn't know Roger Gradney. I'm sure there's people on the text line who're saying, Sippel, what do you cover the team? Do you not know Roger Gradney's a redshirt freshman? Did you know that, Ben?
Ben didn't even know.
Ben's like, what are you talking
about?
We had
to wake him up for that.
Who's Roger Gradney? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Roger Gradney's a true freshman. He also suffered a leg injury and will be out, along with Teddy Prochazka. And there you go.
I was pointed to this by a couple breakers on Twitter and on the text line.
Anything on Twitch?
Nothing on Twitch about this one. It's just Twitter and I think
Twitter and the text line?
Yeah.
Okay.
That Bruce Feldman of The Athletic did his list of freaks in college football.
Okay.
Several like people this. On Nebraska's who they're playing are on the list. There are two Nebraska players on his freaks in terms of just absolute athletes.
Are they?
In college football. Tommy Hill, number 57 on the freaks list for a reason. He says he's a 42-inch vertical 4.3 40 type of guy. Tommy Hill.
Is he a 42-inch vertical? I did not know that. Another thing I did not know.
He's extremely, extremely athletic. So that is
42
correct.
42 inches. That's David Thompson stuff. Remember David?
Yeah, I could take a quarter off the top of the backboard.
Oh. Okay, 50. He's 57.
He's 57 on the list of freaks.
Nice.
And then number 83 is a guy we have not seen yet at Nebraska, but Vince Genitone, the North Platte. Are these North Platte guy? Genitone?
Yeah.
He ran a 10.5, 100-meter dash in Class A in high school. He says these, but those are the two guys that are on the freaks list for Bruce Feldman of The Athletic.
Huh.
List. You guys like lists.
Vince Genitone. Interesting name on the list. Do you know who's number one on the list?
It was somebody back-to-back years. I'm forgetting who that was. I don't have it. If someone help me out if you know the text line. Who was number one back-to-back years for the first time, I believe, ever.
I like really? The Bruce freaks Feldman. List. Yeah, I like the freaks
list. Good list.
Yeah. Like, I think Randy Gregory would have been high on the freaks list.
Probably so.
I mean, he's the one I always think of. Because the first time we saw him at practice, I will not name the media member, but he said, did he get lost on the way to Georgia? he looked like a guy that belonged in the SEC. No, I mean, no offense to the, Big 12 or anybody, the Big 10. Nick Harbor is the name. Nick Harbor is the number one freak.
Where is he at there? What school?
This is according to Ben. Nick,
thank you, young Ben.
Nick Harbor is
what school?
I've never heard of him.
I have not either. He's the number one freak in the country.
South Carolina.
Interesting.
Yeah. We don't know this freak, apparently.
Yeah.
Nick. Unknown.
But Tommy Hill, Vince Genitone on the list for Bruce Feldman's freaks list.
Bruce, great guy. Spent a lot of time with us at LSU.
During
the 2019.
He
was around a lot.
When you were rolling.
He was a great
guy. Was there a lot of national media around?
There was quite a few around. But like I said, the SEC gets so much attention anyway. But there was a lot around. But Bruce was around a lot. Very, very, very nice guy.
Do people get tired of us talking in such glowing terms about the SEC? Text line.
Well, they deserve the praise. I mean, they didn't win it last year, but they've won a ton of titles.
Yeah. I speak a little too glowingly of the SEC, I think.
Why?
I don't know. I think because when I watch college football, I always gravitate that way. Like, I want to watch the SEC game. One of the few sporting events left in the world that I set aside to watch is the SEC title game. I will not miss it. I just enjoy it. It's an incredible game. Incredible broadcast. Incredible game.
What a change. You always, it's not a big deal, but CBS.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And the SEC was so big. The intro, when you were playing that 3:30 game, and that intro, that was just, I'm just, when you were watching it, that da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And now it's not, now it's Big Ten. Yeah. Now it's Big Ten. But it was just the announcers, you knew who they were going to be, who had what game, everything. That's all changed now. Everything has changed with that. So I'm not a fan of change in that area.
No, I'm not it. Now, Jake, I will also, just to be fair, I will not miss the Big Ten title game either. Or no, excuse me, stop. I will not miss the Ohio State-Michigan game.
I was just going to say,
game. Yeah.
I didn't want to miss the Northwestern-Michigan game.
I will not miss the game.
Iowa-Michigan game.
Yeah. I've watched that Michigan-Ohio State game under dire circumstances, like back from a road game. Rutgers. I think the Rutgers game was, I don't know. I can remember one time watching that game with, I had to go get peas out of the refrigerator and put them on my head. My head hurt so bad. So I put a bag of peas on my head. And I watched the game, like, just almost dead. But I remember I was like, I'm watching this game no matter what.
Bag of peas, almost dead?
Yeah. Bag of peas on your forehead out of the freezer helps the headache.
It works. Corn works, too.
Corn.
Corn's nice.
Yeah.
Yes. I wish they. There's talk.
100.
I believe that they've already changed the time, if I'm correct, of the
Ohio State.
No, of Oklahoma, Texas. I wish they would do it to Ohio State also. I don't like the. I despise the 11 o'clock kickoff.
We have a disagreement.
Yeah, despise that.
We have a disagreement for the first time today. Why? Why would you despise it? Why?
11 a.m.
Start
no.
your day off.
No, that's not how you started off.
Here, let's roll.
No,
let's roll.
That should be the 3:30 game or 2:30 Central or the night game.
11 a.m. is
no, 11 a.m.
reserved for the bad game.
Go ahead, McCall.
Yeah,
I'm just saying it should be reserved for the bad. You want to see Texas Oklahoma at 11 a.m. Really? You want to see that?
Yes.
You want the best game of the day over by 2 o'clock?
Yes.
I don't understand that. At all.
I like diving right in.
No.
So then the rest of the games is just a downhill.
There's other good games.
Bunch of crap.
No, there's other good games.
Purdue Northwestern is your 11 o'clock game. That's the game you want to lock into.
Well, that one's on too. I like that. You can change over.
Yeah. No, a little break. I don't like the 11 o'clock game. But that's their
McCall is still in the truth.
No, I'm just saying. I have never won an 11 a.m. game my whole life.
I don't mind them. Like them.
If you're playing a marquee game, it shouldn't be in the morning. Should be at 2:30
or so. You're telling me
Big Noon kickoff.
So you're telling me
I don't like
how about
Big Noon.
Colorado,
I'm not a fan of Big Noon. I don't like that.
I don't like
I'm not
it either.
A fan. Don't like it.
So you're telling the reason that they had to take
don't
that,
try to talk me out of
they
it.
Had to take that time slot because there was no other time slot there. This is our deal. This is our deal. Big Noon's our deal. They're kind of like everybody else is like whatever.
No, yeah. They get good ratings.
So you're telling me that you'd much rather. So right now, you'd like to petition.
This is sad.
You'd like to petition this really bad. You want to get the Nebraska-Colorado game moved to 11 a.m. That's what you're saying. That's what you just said. So don't say
it's going to be a raucous stadium.
What
over
was
there
it last year? What was it last year?
It was 11 a.m.
Yeah, it was raucous. It was the.
So that's
it had been more raucous at 6:30.
It was one of the best scenes I've ever seen.
Breakers, chime in. Do you want to help Steve on this? Do you want to move the game to 11 a.m.?
Nobody will. Like nobody will. But I will tell you this. I've never been to a more raucous stadium than I was at Colorado last year. Never. Not. I mean, maybe Miami, Nebraska, and Lincoln in 2014.
Now, imagine that stadium at 6:30 instead of 11 a.m. It'd be even more raucous.
It'd be drunker. But
yeah, absolutely.
Is drunker a word?
More drunk. Yeah. Drunker. Yeah. More drunk. Drunker. I think that's one you could go either way.
Okay. You know words.
There's some that can go either way. No, nobody's going to. Now, listen, I'm on the losing end of this. It's a personal preference. Nobody's going to say they'd rather 11 a.m. than 7.
I'm glad you're aware of that.
Yeah, I'm self-aware.
I would just love to see Ohio State, Michigan at 2:30. Love to see it. A little more build-up to it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't like that.
I love the cold. Like that. I love it.
Still cold at 2:30.
The McCaw is still in the tree. Yeah. I don't even know if he's moved.
Hasn't moved. He should be there for a long
Jake
time.
Jake agrees with me.
Thank you. I'm not sure. I can't believe that's your stance in Lebanon.
100%. On Ohio State, Michigan.
If you're playing a bad team, yeah, play 11 a.m., get out of the way. But if you're playing a marquee game.
I don't want to see Ohio State, Michigan at night.
Why not?
I really don't want to see it at night that bad either. I want to see it at 2:30. I would still take 9 over 11. I'd take 9 over 11.
I don't want to see it at night. Just please don't move it tonight. Why would you do that?
Is this for your own sleep cycle or what? Is this for your
sleep
cycle?
No, just because it's never been at night.
Would the SEC do immediately when they got a hold of Texas and Oklahoma? Like, yeah, that's dumb. 2:30. Try that
2:30?
One out.
Yeah. Is it 2:30 now?
Yes.
Bad move.
Yeah. No one will watch it.
When we come back, mailbag and song of the day next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.